so far we are looking at a week from a ceasefire. If it holds, do you believe that the rockets stop, do you believe it was worth it?
Well, we didn't want any war. We are we have agriculture, we cultivate until the fence, and we have plants here, and we have schools. We are a peace-seeking nation. But if we are attacked, we have no choice other than defend ourselves. But it would not be the first time that they are, I mean, if they'll break this ceasefire as well, if they'll start firing again, what they call sporadic fire, you know, every other day, a rocket or two, this is something that we will not tolerate. I don't think we should. And it will not be the first time that they are breaking the ceasefire, because we had ceasefire before.
Your dad still sadly sits in a coma right now, we understand. And do you think that if he could foresee the rockets and the tensions that would still remain in Gaza, he would still do it again? Allow pull out of Israeli settlements?
Look, Brian, we had rockets even before, but we could not react the way we do today because we were in charge. We were responsible for the territory. But
yeah,
when we pulled out from the whole place, we are not in Gaza anymore. They have nothing to ask for from Israel. So I don't think he would let the situation get
right
to as worse as it is.
Tell me about your the weapon system and the missile defense systems. What do you like about it? And I understand there's a new system that's going into place to complement the Iron Dome.
I'm so impressed with the Israeli engineers and scientists. I mean, they can locate a whole bunch of rockets that fly from Gaza. They can detect which one is going to fall where and to decide which one is going to be taken care of and then send a missile and take it in the air. I mean, it's unbelievable. It looks like how do you call it?
Something space age. Now, does that make you more or less confident that if there was a war with Iran, that you guys would be able to survive?
Look, it's very important, but let me tell you, Brian, you do not win a war with defense.
Good point. You say this: the Gazans are not innocent. They elected Hamas. The Gazans aren't hostages. They chose freely and must live with the consequences. So you're trying to say that even if there are innocent Palestinians in Gaza, they're the ones who put Hamas in charge, therefore they're in the eye of the storm.
Look, Hamas is a terror organization, and it won the election by a big majority. It wasn't the Israelis who chose a terror organization to stand and lead them. It was the people in Gaza, the Palestinians. And so the Hamas, as a terror organization, as they always do, they fire intentionally on citizens, on my children's school, on towns, and they are on purpose, intentionally, they are hiding behind civilians. And so the civilians get hurt there. And that, I mean, we are very picky about our targets, but what can one do? I mean, they do it intentionally. They fire at civilians and they hide behind their own children. This is the nature of terror.